Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Mem Zayin, 5 lines from the top of Daf Mem Zayin, Min Aleph, and Our Gemara quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vavim and Beis, and after the Mishnah taught us, L'shem Shisha Dvarim, Azevach Nizbach, so Rabbi Yisi stated, Af Mishaloyah Beliba, L'shem Echad Mikol Eilu Kasha, that even if someone would not have any Kavana for any of these things, the Karb would still be Kasha, Shu Tnai Bezin, there was a Tnai Bezin that someone that's doing that Veda should not have any Kavana, and should have Machshava Stam, She'ena Machshava Hilechas Ela Achar Oived, as the only way that a carbon can become puzzle is only based on an improper machshava of the person that's actually doing the avodah. And therefore, even if the bailiff would have improper machshava, but the one that did the avodah would not have an improper machshava, then the carbon would still be kosher. And as Rashi in the Mishnah explained, Af mishlohei b'liboy sheshachet stam is kosher. Shutnai bezin sheshachet stam kedamarim beperakama. And as we saw in that bezin and beiz, hisnu bezin loyleim l'shmoi dilma asin loyleim l'shloi l'shmoi. Bezin made a tnai that the one that did avodah should not state that he's bringing this carbon l'shma, as there would then be a potential it would actually say the wrong thing, and it would actually be shloi l'shmai, and she'ina machshavei leches ala ha'chayived hilkach yava ame shloi l'shmai, and therefore if the one that's doing the avodah said that he's doing the avodah shloi l'shmai, so afagav the bailam amri l'shmai, even if the owner of the carbon would have had the proper intent and they would have said that they're doing it for the proper carbon, that the carbon would still be possible. The labedetu tali milsa the chsiv hamakrav oisar le'yechashayiv, and it's based on the one that's bringing the carbon and not based on the bailim, and therefore the opposite would also be true, that if the bailim actually had improper intent and the one that's bringing the carbon didn't have any intent or had proper intent, then the carbon would be valid. And our Gemara tells us masis in dlei kaitana, that this din of Rabbi Yisi that we saw in our Mishnah does not follow the following tana. The tanya, and as we learned to the brisa, Amar Blaz Rabbi Yisi shemati shabailim mefaglin, that Amar Blaz Rabbi Yisi stated that I've heard that the bailim can be mefagel and their intent actually effectuates the carbon, and not like we just saw that the bailam's intent doesn't effectuate the carbon, and the only intent that effectuates the carbon is of the person that's bringing the carbon. And as Rashi explains, the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi hold shemati shabailam mefaglin ba'avodas hakoyin and kibla koyin b'shtika, that even if the koyin was mekabel dam b'shtika, the chishwa bailam alel pigol have a pigol, that would still be pigol. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi, that was the makor for this din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi, and he explains the amakra as the pasuk and pasuk that discusses the minchas nesachim that comes with certain kabbani states, the hikrav makro kabbani lashem minchas seilas yisorim balul b'rivius ayin shaman. The pasuk is telling us that the bailim that brings certain kabbanis have to bring a minchas nesachim, and the Torah refers to the person that's bringing this carbon as the hikrav makro kabbani lashem, that he was the one that was makro carbon to Hashem. And since we see that the Torah refers to the bailim of a carbon as the makriv, so therefore they're now going to be b'chlal the pasuk b'negei pigol, where the pasuk states hamakrav oisay leyechoshev, and we see that the machshava the bailim can make the carbon pigol, and this seems to be a major chiddush, as ultimately the kohen is the one that's actually doing that avodah, and the bailim is having a separate machshava, and even so we would consider a pigol based on the avodah of the carbon and the machshava of the bailim. Based on this point, Abaya continues and tells us that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kulu svirlu zeh mechashev zeh oivet havi machshava. That Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi that we just saw, as well as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, all hold the same concept, that even if someone is doing a machshava and someone else is doing a avodah, that could be considered a machshava that would affect the maisa. And the Gemara continues that where do we find these three shittas? As Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi hadamaran, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisi is the memory that we just brought, and Rabbi Elazar the Tan, as Rabbi Elazar is based on a Mishnah Maseches Chulin. The Mishnah brings a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar in regard to someone that shechs chulin and he shechts it for a guy. The Mishnah teaches us hashech leivichom shchitasik sheira of Rabbi Elazar paisel. If someone shechts an animal on behalf and for a goy, then the shechita would be valid, and we would not consider takrivis avodah zarah. However, Rabbi Elazar holds that even though the shechita is Yisrael, and he didn't have any improper intent, and he didn't intend to shechta for avodah zarah, but since stam machshav of a goy is for avodah zarah, therefore it would be considered that this shechita was done for avodah zarah, and it would be considered takrivis avodah zarah, and therefore the shechita would be possible. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Elazar paisel hasam and farish behedya shestam machshav is evig kichavim avodah kichavim. And therefore we see the same concept, even though the goy wasn't doing the shechita, but that the goy's intent will still effectuate the maisa of the shechet. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, where do we find Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds the same concept, and we will be goyers to Tanya. This is a brisa that's brought in Masechet Shabbos, where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is chilek on the shechita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. And as we know, one of the malachis of Shabbos is a tzar, and someone keeps can't be mitzvah Mishus Yachid Mishus Rabim, or from Mishus Rabim to Mishus Yachid. And the Mishnah teaches us that the only way that someone will be Oiva on Haitzah is only if someone carries something that is the derech to be Matzniya, and something that's Choshev, which someone would put away and hide away. And as Rashi points out, that if there's Dam Nida or any Issa Anah, it's certainly not the derech to be Matzniya that item, so the Issa of Haitzah would not apply. And aside from this criteria, even if there would be an item that derech Latzniya, however, you have to have a shear that is considered a shear Choshev that someone will be Matzniya. And even if there would be an item that the derech Latzniya, however, it's not Choshev enough for someone to be Matzniya that item, so the Issa Haitzah would not apply. And the Chachamim in the Mishnah hold, if there's an item where it's not the derech to be Matzniya that item, or it's not the general shear that someone will be Matzniya that item, and Reuven goes ahead and is Mechashev that item, and is Matzniya that item, then certainly it would be also for Reuven to carry that item. However, it would not be also for anyone else to carry that item. And it's in regard to this thing in the Chachamim that Rav Shimon Malaza argues, and the Braisa tells us, Klal Om Rav Shimon Malaza, Rav Shimon Malaza teaches us a general rule that Kol She'in Kosh Latzniya Ve'im Matzniyan Kumayu, that even if there's an item which is generally not stored away, or even if someone would store away this item, but they wouldn't store away such a small amount of this item, the Hukshal is there, Vitzniyai, however, Reuven decides that he will be Matzniya this item, Uba'ach Vitzniyai, then Shimon, who's not Mechash of this item, carried this on Shabbos, and he carried it either from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, or Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid, or Dal Ram to Rishus Rabim, Nischai is there, Machshav is there. So even though Shimon did not have this intent, but since Reuven was Mechash of this item, therefore Shimon would be Chayiv, and we see that Rav Shimon Lazar also agrees that Zeb Mechashev is Zeb Oivet have Machshava. The Gemara now continues that although we just stated that Rav Elazar, Rav Yesi, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Lazar, Kul Srilu, Zeb Mechashev is Zeb Oivet have Machshava. However, the Gemara will want to know if each of these Tanoim will actually agree with the other. And as the Gemara continues, Tavayu Isl Rav Elazar, Rav Yesi, certainly since Rav Elazar said his din, B'negeya Shechita Schulin, and Rav Shimon Lazar said his din, B'negeya Hilch Shabbos, so certainly they would both agree to the concept of Rav Elazar, Rav Yesi, B'negeya Machshava by Kachim, as Hashta B'chutzam Rinon B'fnim Ibai, since Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon Elazar both stated their dinim, B'negeya Halachis that are not relevant to the Beis HaMikdash, and B'negeya Halachis where the Torah doesn't actually state the concept of Machshava, and certainly B'negeya Kachim where the Torah specifically states Lo Yechashev, and certainly they would agree that the Machshava of one person will have an effect on the Avodah and the Mice of another person. As Rashi states, Hashta B'chutz B'avid Zichom V'Shabbos L'Ksivu B'machshava B'hedya Amrin Zem Mechashev Ezo Isav. Therefore, certainly b'fnim b'kabonos the machshava b'hu k'sivim mibayi. That certainly, since it talks about machshava b'negei kabonos, then certainly the same halacha would apply. They certainly agree to the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yesi. The Gemara continues: Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yesi less laid the tabayu that based on the din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yesi that he stayed in regard to kachim. So potentially he wouldn't hold like the other dinim as dilm b'fnim who da amra b'chutz loy amar that potentially only said his din b'negei kachim since the Torah specifies loy chashev. However, b'negei and Shabbos, where the Torah doesn't explicitly speak about the din of machshava, so possibly he would argue and he would hold that the machshava of one person cannot affect the mice of another person. The Gemara now continues to discuss the shitas of Rav Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Elazar, as Rav Shimon Elazar islayed Rabbi Elazar, and Rav Shimon Elazar, who taught us a din b'degei hilchos Shabbos, that the machshava of one person can affect the mice of another person, so certainly he holds like the din of Rabbi Elazar, as Hashra b'Shabbos aminon, b'aviz k'chav miboyi, and as Rashi explains, b'aviz k'chav miboyi, that since we understand many halachos of the Issa Avodah Zarah based on the din of Avodah Prim, as the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Samach taught us, that the pasuk tells us Zaveich Lalehim Yechram Bilti Lashem Levadai, and we learn out Avodah Haruyos Lamakim Chayu Buhu Avodah Chavim Bein Shedaka Bekach Bein Shein Daka Bekach, and therefore it makes sense that we would learn the din of Avodah Zarah from the din of Kachim, and as Rashi states Hilchuch L'Nimachshav Nami Ikal Migmurim Yufnim, and therefore certainly Rav Shimon Elazar would agree to the din of Rabbi Elazar. However, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Elazar less than Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Elazar that taught us the din b'negei chulin and b'negei avodah zarah would not necessarily agree to the din of Rabbi Shimon Elazar b'negei Shabbos. Dilma b'avidus gechavim hu daminon ka'im b'fnim. Possibly, Rabbi Elazar only said his din b'negei avodah zarah since we learn avodah zarah from kachim. Therefore, both b'negei kachim and avodah zarah holds that zem mechashav is zeivet having machshava. However, in the case of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, which is discussing hilchos Shabbos, avo Shabbos melachas machshava. Shabbos Asur Torah, but b'negei Shabbos, in order for someone to be chayiv for doing a melacha, he has to be over on melachas machshavas, and therefore it has to be based on his own machshava. And as Rashi brings down, shenismecha Shabbos lepashas hamishkan b'vayakel, numayim melachas machshavas, she'oisa oisa miskaven lo melacha gemura, elo she'shogel b'shabbos, oisa v'shem melacha zu muturas, v'zeh she'ein shir zeh choshev, Einav Ein Miskaven L'Mulacha, and therefore quite possibly Rabbi Lezer would argue in Rabbi Shimon Laza, and he hold with the Negei Shabbos that just based on Reuven's Machshava, we would not be able to be Mechayev Shimon for Itzah Hadlach B'Shamai Hadlach B'Shamai Hadlach B'Shamai, and we continue with the new Perek and the new Mishnah, and we know this is a Perek that we say every morning in Kabbanos, and we know there's a famous word that the reason why we say this Perek is we don't find any Machlekes in any of these Mishnayos. The Mishnah begins, Ezeo Mekayim Shel Zvachim, where is the proper place for the various Avodos of a Korban that is a Behema. In the first few Mishnayos of our Perek, we'll discuss Kachi Kachim, and the Mishnah begins, Kachi Kachim Shchitas Mitzafin, that the Shchita of all Kachi Kachim has to be done on the north side of the Azara. And on Daf Chaf, we saw a three-way Machlekes as to how to define Tzafin, and the first Rashi in the Perek points out, Kachi Kachim Kulim Bechlal, that all Kachi Kachim are Bechlal, Chatois Vashamis V'Iglu V'Shal Mitzibar. Rashi is bothered that if so why do we have multiple Mishnayos to discuss all Kachi Kachim? Rashi explains, Umiyum Shun Nechalukim B'matan Domim Oibak Durasan, but since there is a Chiluk as to how to apply the Dom, how and what to be Makta Adam Mizbeach, Hadotonit Luhu Kol Chad V'cha Ba'apin Ashi L'Farish Chosein, and therefore the Mishnayos continue to explain each of the various categories of Kabbanos. Let's keep in mind that the only time that Terry actually tells us that the Shechit of a Korban has to be Bitzafoin is only by the Korban Oila, and as the Pasuk in the first parak of Pashba Yikra states, B'shachar Yisrael Yerachem Mizbeach Tzafoin L'Lufnei Hashem B'zarku B'nei Aaron HaKoinim Ez Domei Al Mizbeach Saviv. The Gemara will discuss as to how we know that the same did applies by other Korbanos and by all Kachi Kachim. The Gemara will also discuss that if the actual Limud is by the Korban Oila, our Mishnah should have continued and discussed the Korban Oila first. As Rashi points out, and why is it that our Mishnah begins by discussing the Chatois HaPrimius? And Rashi also points out that our Gemara will ask, just like all Kachi Kachim are Shchitas Mitzafoin, the Kabbalas Hadam of all Kachi Kachim are also Mitzafoin, and therefore why don't our Mishnah begin and state, Ezu Mekayim Shel Zvachim, Kachi Kachim Shchitas Mitzafoin, V'Kibul Damam Mitzafoin as well? And as we mentioned, our Mishnah will begin by discussing the Chatois HaPrimius, and the Mishnah actually begins by discussing the parent Sarah that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah continues, Par V'Sarah Shem Yom Kippur, Shchitas Mitzafoin, that the Shchita of the parent Sarah that's brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol is done Mitzafoin, the Kibul Damam B'Klisharis Mitzafoin, and the Kabbalas HaAdam of the parent Sarah of Yom Kippur is also done Mitzafoin and has to be done in the Klisharis. And in addition, V'Damon Toin HaZoy Al Bein Ambadim Val Pureches Val Mizbeach HaZov, that the Dam of the Par as well as the Sarah of Yom Kippur required various Hazoyas. There was a requirement to do 8 Hazoyas between the Badim of the Orein. This was done in the Kodesh Kodashim, Achas L'mayla V'Shev L'mata. The Kohen Gadol would then go into the Kodesh and would also spray Achas L'mayla V'Shev L'mata towards the Pareches. After he did this both to the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sarah, so the Kohen would take the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sarah and he would mix it together and he would place it on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZav or the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He would then clear away the ashes on the Mizbeach HaZav and he would sprinkle the blood 7 times on Tirish and Mizbeach in the clear area of the Mizbeach HaZav. And the Mishnah teaches us Matana Achas Mehem Akeves, even if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do one of these Matanais, that will be Ma'akev the Karbin, as we already learned on Daf Lam and Vav and Beis. However, the Mishnah continues, Shiori Adam HaYashefech HaYisei Meravish Mizbeach HaChitzayin V'mloy Nosan Loy Ikev. After the Kohen would finish with all the Avedis Adam, all the remaining Dam would be poured on the western side that was on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and although certainly it's a mitzvah to do so, but if the Kohen Gadol did not do so, it would not be Ma'akev the Kapara of the Karbin. Ayin Rashi HaZoy Al Bein HaBad, that the Kohen Gadol would stand between the two poles of the Orein, and there was no requirement that the blood should actually get to Kaparis, touch the Kaparis. And Rashi continues, and all these psukim on Pashas Achrimais, with the psukim discussed the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And Ayin Shitu Mekubetzes, who brings the question, the Mishnah starts speaking about Hazoyes as the Mishnah stated, Dom and Toyin Hazoy Al Bein Abadim Al Pareches Al Mizbeach Hazav, and then the Mishnah stated, Matana Achas Men Makeves. Why didn't the Mishnah continue using the Lashon Hazoya and should have stated, Hazoya Achas Men Makeves Ayin Shom? And as we will see, the Gemara will explain that our Mishnah first discusses those Kabbanos that are Nasa Bifnim and they are also brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and now the Mishnah continues to discuss those Kabbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaPrimi but are not brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And as the Mishnah continues, Parim Nisrafim Visirim and Nisrafim, the Pak Mashiach and the Parham Dov Shel Tzibor, as well as the Seirim and the Srafim, which was brought when Bezdin made a mistake regarding Avodah Zarah, and Reuven Tzibor was Ivan Avodah Zarah. And as we've already mentioned many times, that although the emurim of these korbanos were placed on the mizbeach hachitzayin, however, the basa of all these korbanos were burnt outside of Yerushalayim. As Rashi at the bottom of the Amud states, parma nisrafim parham davar shel tzivu pakoy mashiach she'in achol nekoinim ol nisrafim chutz Yerushalayim kidach sibu. And as the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra tells us, al shevach hadash in yisarif ve'alfin b'seid yuma shu chutz Yerushalayim u'siyum nisrafim siyur avinis kichavim shehukshu l'parham d'chol d'vayim b'perek b'shamay. Mishnah teaches us shchitasim mitzafim v'kibul dam b'klisharis mitzafim. Then once again, the shchita of these korbanos are done mitzafim, and the kabbalas adam has to be done b'klisharis and has to be done mitzafim. The dam and toin hazoy al apreiches v'al mizbeach hazav and matona achas mehem ma'keves. As we know, that the dam of the parma nisrafim and the siyum nisrafim went inside the kodesh and didn't go into the kodesh kedoshim. The kohen would do seven hazoyes towards the apreiches in the kodesh, and the kohen would also place the dam on the four corners of the mizbeach hazav or the mizbeach haprivi. And even if the kohen would miss one of these matanos, then it would be ma'akev the kapara. And we continue on daf mem zayin and beis. And Rashi at Tapa Amud states matana achsmen ma'keves kedamor and perk beishamai. And as we learned at daf lamites miva osa kasha osa, the Mishnah continues that even though these matanos adam ma'akev, however, once again shiur adam ayishevich al yisayim aravi shem mizbeach hachitzayin v'mloy nasan loy ikev, as we learned b'negayed of parents sarav yom kippur. And the Mishnah ends off ilu ve'ilu nesrofin abeis adeshen, that not only the parim nesrofim and the seir man nesrofim burnt outside Yerushalayim by the Beis HaDeshen, but the parent Sarav Yom Kippur also burnt outside Yerushalayim and by the Beis HaDeshen. And Rashi explained the Srafan of Beis HaDeshen, L'mokim shemitzin sham es HaDeshen shem Mizbeach HaChitzayin. This refers to the area that they would take the ashes from the Mizbeach, and this was outside Yerushalayim. They would leave the ashes on the Mizbeach for a while until there was a major pile of ashes on the Mizbeach and there wasn't any more room on the Mizbeach, and then they would clean the Mizbeach and they would take all the ashes and they would deposit it outside Yerushalayim. That area was called the Beis HaDeshen, and as the pasuk tells us in Pashat Tzav, Vasharas begodav v'lovish begodim achirim v'hoitzis HaDeshen al mechutz l'machna al mokim tar v'uparam ha'nisrofim k'siv. And the pasuk in Pashat Vayikra b'negeir uparam ha'nisrofim state v'hoitzis kol ha'par al mechutz l'machna al mokim tar al shevach HaDeshen v'sarif o'is al itzim bo'ish al shevach HaDeshen yisarif. Rashi continued v'shalim kapurim akeshul uparam dav shel tzibo k'namirim perk be'shamay. And as we learned at daf lamed tesim and aleph, that the pasuk in Vayikra states v'osel ha'par kasher osel ha'par chatos hein yaseloi v'chipa aleim akoyim v'nisach lohem. The Gemara begins and is bothered that our Mishnah stated is eil mekoyim shel zvachim, and the Mishnah brought a klal that kachi kachim shchitasim mitzafin. And the Gemara is v'nisnei nami v'kibul dam m'klisharis mitzafin. That luchir is also a klal that all kabos dam of a kachi kachim is b'klisharis and mitzafin. And the Mishnah should have continued and stated v'kibul dam m'klisharis mitzafin. And before we continue, let us point out that although this klal would be true, all of the kabos adam, which would eventually be placed on a mizbeach, had to be done b'klisharis and b'tzafoin. However, the din of kabos adam b'klisharis is not necessarily true b'negeya all dam. As the Gemara will discuss, b'negeya the korban osham that is brought by a mitzayra, and the pasuk in Pashat Mitzayra tells us shachar es hakeves b'mekoyim ashiyishchar es hachatos v'sa'ila b'mekoyim hakodesh ki gechatos ha'osham hu lakoyim kodesh kadoshim hu. And the next pasuk states v'lok hakoyim midam ha'osham v'nosan hakoyim al tzuluch oizn ha'metari imonis v'alboyin yodei ha'imonis v'alboyin ragloi ha'imonis. And when bringing the Hashem Mitzvah aside for the Matonis Hadam that were placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Kohen would also take from the dam and place it on the Tnuch Oizn HaMitai Yimonis and Boyin Yodei HaYimonis and Boyin Raglo HaYimonis. The Kabbalah Sadam of that dam was actually done with the hand of the Kohen and the palm of the Kohen and not with the Kli. Therefore, Agamar answers that the reason why Amisha did not give us a klal and state the Kibul Dom B'Kli Sharis B'Tzofarin as Kibin De Iko Hashem Mitzvah the Kibul Dom B'Yadu Shairei, as since the Kabbalah of some of the blood of the Hashem Mitzvah was specifically done biyad, therefore the Mishnah did not want to state this klal. And as Rashi states, shayre mishum lepsik lelemisne b'hadik klala d'sha kachim shekol gibul dam b'kli, as b'negei all other kachim kachim, all the kabbalah sadam is b'kli, and not all of the dam of the Hashem Mitzvah is done b'kli. And the kabbalah of some of the blood of the Hashem Mitzvah was specifically done in the palm of the kohen's hand. And we will continue and learn the next Gemara's question based on the pashas of the sugya, as the Gemara is asking v'loi that how can you say that the Kabbalah Sadam of the Hashem Mitzvah was done b'yad, v'aktani l'kaman, but we will learn in the Mishnah later on, Hashem Nozev v'Hashem Mitzvah, shchitas b'tzafarin, v'kibul dam b'klisharis b'tzafarin, and clearly we see that the Kabbalah Sadam of the Hashem Mitzvah was done in klisharis and b'tzafarin. And the Gemara explains, may karasov v'kibul dam b'yad hu shayrei, that originally we thought that the entire Kabbalah Sadam of the Hashem Mitzvah was done b'yad, and therefore we left it out of the klal of the first Mishnah of our perek. However, v'kibin d'chazod le'sagi le'b'loi kli, hadetani Tanya, once we realized that at least part of the Kabbalah Saddam was done by Kli Shoreis, which of course refers to all the blood that will eventually be placed on the Mizbeach HaChisayin. Therefore, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalar and Beis, the Mishnah teaches us the klal that Hashem knows about Hashem Mitzirah, Chitasim Bitzafarin, Vikibul Dom, Vikli Shoreis Bitzafarin. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learn to the Brisa, that the Pasuk B'negei that Hashem Mitzirah states, V'loka HaKoyim, Yidama Oshon, V'nosna HaKoyim, Al Tunuch Oizna Mitari Yimonis, V'alboyin Yodi Yimonis, V'alboyin Ragli Yimonis. Since the Pasuk states V'lokach, so Yochab Kli, one may have thought that the Kabbalah Saddam should be done on a Kli, Tamaloyim V'nosan. Therefore, B'negei these Matonis, the Pasuk states Eloshim V'nosan, and Man is seen by Atzum Mishal Koyin, since we know that in Sinus Haddam of the Koyin, on the Tunuch Oizna Yimitari Yimonis, V'alboyin Yodi Yimonis, V'alboyin Ragli Yimonis, is done with the hand of the Koyin, and not with the Kli. The Makor that it has to be done with the Koyin's hand is based on the Pasuk B'negei the Shemen that the Koyin also places on the Tunuch Oizna Yimitari Yimonis, and B'yin Yodei Yimonis, and B'yin Raglei Yimonis. As the Pesukim and Pashim material teach us that after the Koyin did Matanis Adam, so the Pasuk tells us that the Koyin would then take Shemen, and V'hizah Koyin B'etzbay Yimonis Min HaShemen Ashal Kapay Yismolis Sheva Pom Ufnei HaShem Nosan HaKoyin Min HaShemen Ashal Kapay Al Tunuch Oizna Yimitari Yimonis. The Pasuk clearly tells us that this was done B'etzbay, as Rashi teaches us V'yalv Daminei, and since we know that the Nesina of Dam was done with the finger of the Koyin, therefore the Kabbalah Saddam was also done with the palm of the Koyin and Ba'atme Shel Koyin. And the Brisa continues, Yochel Aflo Mizbeach Kain. So one may think that the Dam that's placed on the Mizbeach would also be done Ba'atme Shel Koyin, just like the Dam that was placed on the Mitzirah is done Ba'atme Shel Koyin. Hamad Leimah, but the Pasuk in the game Mitzirah tells us, V'shachel Ezekevis B'mekoyim HaShiyishchel Ezechatis V'Ezeoilah B'mekoyim HaKoydesh Ki Kachatis HaOshem Hu LaKoyin Koydesh Kodashem Hu and Ma'achatas Tu'una Kli Af Oshem Ta'in Kli. So just like the Kabbalah Saddam for the Korban Chatos has to be done by Kli, so the Kabbalah Saddam of that Dam that's going to go on the Mizbeach for the Hashem Mitzirah has to be done with the Kli as well. As Rashi brings down, Yochel Aflo Mizbeach Dam Hashem Mitzirah and Nizuk Mizbeach the Mabin Leil Kamon B'din Matan Dom Ve'imurim Mizbeach Va'avagal D'la B'gufei Ksiva. And even though the Pasuk doesn't mention the Matan Dom Ve'imurim B'degei Mizbeach in the Pesukim B'degei Mitzirah, we learn now Ki Kachatas Hashem Hu B'Hashem Mitzirah Ksiv Din Chatas Din Hashem Zeh B'Avedis HaKoyin. Therefore, the Brisa tells us Nimsei Sata Imer. Therefore, we have to say Hashem Mitzirah Shnei Kehanim Mekabelus Damai. When they brought the Hashem Mitzirah, so two Kehanim were Mekabelus Dam, Echad Biad Ve'Echad Bekli. One Kehanim was Mekabelus Dam in his hand, and one in the Kli. Zeh Shekibul Kli Bolo Eitzel Mizbeach, and did his Rikos on Mizbeach. V'Zeh Shekibul Biad Bolo Eitzel Mitzirah, and the one that was Mekabelus Dam in his hand, he went and he placed the Dam onto the Mitzirah, and he did so with his Etzba. The Gemara just stated that a Chatas requires a Kli, and Rashi points out Bekabelus Dama. The makar is the alfim lekicha lekicha b'teres kainim as ksib b'chatos as it states b'negei chatos v'locha chakayim idam chatos and v'ksib ba'ilas Sinai. And when the Torah teaches us in Pashim Mishpatim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought kabbonos prior to Matan Torah by Hasinai, the pasuk tells us v'yikach Moshe chatzi adam v'yosim ba'agonos that Moshe took half of the dam and he placed it in basins v'chatzi adam zarek al mizbeach and he threw half of the dam onto the mizbeach and he sprayed the other half of the dam onto the am, and the ma'aser the Torah tells us that he did so. Therefore, when the pasuk states the lashon v'loka chakoyim idam achatos, it must be in a kli shoreis as well. And as we mentioned, we learned the shakla v'tayah of this gemara based on the mashmois of Rashi. And what about ayin shita mukubetz says where the gemara stated meikar sava kibul dam biadu, and he asked v'im taima v'chiyatana liyoyudeh maskana debraisa that how could it be that Tana did not know this point that some of the kabbalas adam was done biad and some of the kabbalas dam was done b'kli and v'yesh leim d'achi purusha yisverasu heisim meikara d'leitani b'chlal shakot. Mishum da Hashem Mitzirah mixes Kabbalas biyad v'shakotchim kol kibul dam b'kli v'hilchos shayrei legluya al Hashem Mitzirah de'in lekabel kol dam b'kli shoreis v'kibul leisagi el b'kli adetniyim Hashem Nazir. Therefore, the Mishnah still speaks about it when it discusses the Hashem Nazir. In this way, we'll be able to understand even though there's a requirement for part of the dam to have Kabbalas Adam in the kli shoreis. However, part of the Kabbalas Adam was not done b'kli shoreis but in the palm of the kohen. And the Shita continues v'af gab the domi do Hashem Nazir. Nami Kula B'Kli, and even though when the Mishnah speaks about the Hashem Mitzirah, it also speaks about other Hashemites, including the Hashem Nazir, where all of the Kabbalah was done B'Kli, but Kim the Goli B'Reisha, the Shairi, Mishun, the Mixes Kabbalah Sabiad, the Goli Nami, the Mixes done B'Kli, Shuv Tani Kabbalah Sabikli, Ayin Shom. Let us go back to Taisis on Daf Mem Zayim and Aleph, where Taisis bothered that our Mishnah stated Kachi Kachi Mishchitasim Bitzafarin regarding Kabbalah Saddam, so the Mishnah states Vikibul Dom B'Kli Shari Bitzafarin, and it's Mashma that Shchita does not have to be done with a klisharis. And as Taisa states, her fayim hayim medakim mikan the lebein and sakin klisharis b'shchita medleik tani shchitas miklisharis b'tzafin kedektani gabi kabbalah v'kibudam miklisharis b'tzafin. He brings a raya from the Gemara Masechtas Chulin, where the Gemara states kagoyin shabad a krei mishal kana v'shachabad lebei klisharis. They were baidik to make sure that the reeds were very sharp, and then they used it for shchita, and therefore it's mashmar that they didn't use the klisharis. And similarly, we find b'negeir kohen pesach that the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim states shaykol echam mei v'sakinam mitech beisai, and it's mashmar that the sakin wasn't klisharis. Well, the Taisa continues and brings rayas that shchita had to be done with klisharis, and therefore he states vahi krei mishal kana iklamema tikkav v'asa klisharis, that they actually were masakin it and they made it into klisharis. Uchrabiyasi Rabbi Yehuda don parakayam mei the oisin klisharis to eight, that it's possible to have a klisharis that's made out of eights. When the Gemara states that they will bring their own sakin from the house, zok tesis emo kol echad hikdash sakina beru shabbos, that each one was makdash their sakin and the knives were all klisharis. And Taisa continues to explain why a mishnah did not state the shchitasim klisharis b'tzafarin. And as Taisa states v'haid le tanan hocha shchitasim klisharis b'tzafarin ked tanan b'kabola as le domi de b'kabola nami le hiska kli el mishnah de boishe gam kli b'tzafarin ma'afuke im ha'behim b'tzafarin v'kli b'darim v'adam m'kaleich b'teichai. Taisa brings a riot to the seaside, and at the bottom Taisa continues inami, or another reason why it could be that a mishnah only mentions the concept of klisharis b'negei kabola is because of the gemara that we just learned, as mishum de ikka shamateria yemiskabel b'yad, that some of the blood could be accepted in his hand. It's itzuch lemisnei lebekulu kachim v'kibul dam b'klisharis, in order to show us that it can't be done b'yad. However, since all shchita has to be done with the klisharis, therefore it was pasha to the mishnah, and there was no need to say that shchitasim b'klisharis ayin tesis andaf memzayin rebeis divel maschal aflakicha. And tesis bothered that our gemara brought a brisa that compared the lakicha and the nesina by hasham metzayra, and as the gemara stated, manesina ba'atzmi shel koyin aflakicha ba'atzmi shel koyin. And tesis bothered that we also find the words v'lakach v'nasam by karmen chatas, and we know that the nesina by karmen chatas is done be'atzmi shel koyin, as it wasn't done bezrika, but instead the koyin would take from the dam and would smear it on the karni samiz beach. Since the pasuk in pasuk v'yikra states v'lakach koyin midam chatas be'atzbi v'nasam al karni mizbech ha'ila v'zdam yishbech yisay mizbech ha'ila, why don't we say manesina ba'atz mishal koyin aflakicha ba'atz mishal koyin? Taisus states v'shem ha'chadarish mishulna miyasa d'chsib mitzira ashiva ani, that b'negeda mitzira the pasuk actually mentions v'lakach v'nasam two different psukim, as it mentions it when we speak about the carbon of ashiva ani v'avagav the prayers koyin d'arish mekamoi abasu somach, really we're being samech on the second pasuk. And Taisus continued v'nirali the b'chatas k'sib v'lakach midam ha'chatas ba'atz ba'oi v'nasam in kain la b'yodi mekabel, and certainly it's not telling us that the koyin was mekabel adam in his hand, and one can't be mekabel something on his finger, as it doesn't have a toich, and it's not like the palm of someone's hand, and therefore certainly it was done bekli and not be'etzba, not be'yad, ayin in tesis, and we will stop over here.